we're in Simin Kuf Samaches, we're up to Sif Yud Gimel. Sif Yud Gimel needs many introductions. Even the Mishnah Brura didn't give all the introductions. There is an assumption that we know a lot more than we may really know. This Sif assumes that we know something about Hilchas Challah, something that is a little more complicated about Hilchas Challah, as well as Hilchas Brachas that we've been learning here. So let me begin with the introduction of Hilchas Brachas, and then we'll run into Hilchas Challah, and then we'll put them together, and we'll see the Shulchan Aruch inside. The rule that we learned up until now was that when you take grain and you boil it, you take grain and turn it into a dish, the halacha is, its bracha is borei min hamazonos and al hamechya. There is no way that you would ever have to say hamotzi and birkas hamazon on it. This is a dish. It's not a loaf altogether. If you take grain and you go ahead and bake it, you know, grind it down, mix it with water and bake it in the oven, it becomes a loaf. It becomes a pas. Here it depends. There are two kinds of pas. There's pas gomer and pas kisneh. Pas gomer is bread that is made for kviyas suda. That gets hamotzi and berkas hamazon. There's pas kisneh, which is what we call cake, and that is a kind of a bread that is made for kinuach, it is made for taste, rather than made for filling. This, the brach, is borei min hamazonos and al hamechya, unless you are koveya suda on it. In which case, you have to say hamotzi and you have to bench. So as a rule, there's bread, which there's cake, and those are both loaves. They're both called pas in halacha, pas gomer and pas kisneh. And then there's a maisa kedera or a tavshil, which is simply a dish. And a dish would never get hamotzi no matter how much you eat of it. We learned the halachas of how to destroy bread. That if you take something that was bread, you go and boil it up. If it's less than a kazayas, you've turned it back into a dish. Here, we're talking about not breaking down bread, but the case of taking something that never made it to bread and whether or not we give it the halacha of bread. What is that? Where you went ahead, you mixed flour and water, and you fried it. You mixed flour and water and you boiled it. So that would sound like this is definitely a dish and not a bread. So let's listen to where the possible shaila could be coming from. Rabbeinu Tam's shita is, and the Bir Halacha claims that many other Rishonim may hold that way. Rabbeinu Tam's shita is that anything that was chayiv b'challah, anything that at the time you needed it was chayiv and challah, got a shein pas even before you baked it. If you then go ahead and boil it, it is still a pas. And you'd have to go and make a motzi on this. It's a big chiddush of Rabbeinu Tam. He brings, this is not just a svar, I mean, he brings an actual raya from Menachas. So according to Rabbeinu Tam, anything that was chayiv b'challah, regardless of what you did to it after it was dough, it will be chayiv in hamotzi and birkas hamazon, we call it a pas. Rabbeinu Yonah disagrees. Rabbeinu Yonah's shita is that it does not make a difference what it was at the time that it became chayiv and challah. What counts is, what do I have in front of me? Is this a loaf or is this a dish? If you ended up boiling it, then this is not a loaf, this is a dish. Therefore, its bracha would be mezonos. This is the essential machlokas. But in order to understand the cases that this would apply to, we have to know what is chayiv and challah. So we move on to Hilchas Challah. The Mishnah in Challah tells us that in order for something to be chayiv in Challah, there are really two points where it could become chayiv in Challah, which is either at the time of the Gilgul, which is when you actually mix it together, or at the time of the Afiyah. This is called Tchila and Sof. There is a machlokis, Rashi and the Rambam against the Rabbeinu Tam, exactly what it is that the Mishnah is talking about. What is it that is mechayev in the tchila? According to Rashi and the Rambam, what makes a dough chayev b'challah? If at the time you needed it, your kavana was to eventually bake it. But if at the time of the kneading you had no kavana, you had no intentions of baking it all together, you were going to fry, deep fry that is, you were going to deep fry it, you were going to boil it, it is not chayev b'challah. Because this was not a dough that you think is going to end up being a bread. This is a dough that's going to be turning into a dish. Therefore, the gilgal, the mixing of the flour and water, was not mechayev in challah. If you later change your mind and bake it, then the baking will be mechayev you b'challah. The same would be with the opposite. And that is, what happens if you made a dough, say you made a dough that you were going to use for challah. You're going to use for challah, you're going to bake challahs with it. Then you then change your mind and you said, you know, instead I'm going to fry it and we're going to make donuts out of this. Since at the time of the Gilgal, at the time that you needed the dough, your intent was to bake it, it became chayev in challah then. This is the sheet of Rashi and the Rambam. According to Rabbeinu Tam, what counts is not your intention at the time of the Gilgal, at the time you mix the flour and water. What counts is the tzura, the form. According to Rabbeinu Tam, Tchiloso Chal, Tchiloso Isa, what is it that is Machayev? The fact that it's a Blilo Ova, that it's a solid dough. Whereas if it's a thin dough, then it is not Chayev Achala until you actually bake it. According to Rabbeinu Tam, therefore, if you go ahead and make a thick dough, a real good dough with a heavy consistency, and your Kavana is to boil it, nevertheless, it is Chayev B'challah. So, according to Rabbeinu Tam, if someone goes ahead and makes a regular dough, his kavana is he wants to go and fry that dough, deep fry that dough, that is. According to Rabbeinu Tam, it is chayev b'chala because it was a thick dough. According to Rashi and the Rambam, he'd be potter from chala because his intent was to fry it. Now let's apply that to brachas. We said that according to Rabbeinu Tam, anything that was chayev b'chala will get a motzi because it got a shem pas b'shas gilgal. Now, Rabbeinu Tam lishitoso, in the case of Hilchas Chala, would hold, therefore, that any blila ova, that means any time you made a solid dough, your intent was to fry it, and you ended up frying it. Since at the time of Gilgal, Rabbeinu Tam held that you're chayev b'challah, he would say a motzi on this. Furthermore, in the case of something that was not a, in the case of something that was a blila ova, it was a thick consistency, and you made it for the sake of baking it, and then you changed your mind and fried it, according to Rabbeinu Tam, it was certainly chayev b'challah. Here, even according to Rashi and the Rambam, it was chayev b'challah. Rabbeinu Tam would certainly say that you say a motzi on this. Whereas Rabbeinu Yonah says it goes by what's in front of you. So according to Rabbeinu Yonah, whether it was a thick consistency that you planned on frying, or it was a thick consistency that you've planned on baking, in either case, if you ended up frying it, if what you're eating is not something that was baked, the bracha is borei mine mazonis. Let's see this inside. Says the Mechaber in Sif Yud Gimel, Afilu dover shebliloso pirish lishis hakemach b'mayim ova. Even something that is made of a dough of a solid consistency. Im bishlo o tigna, if you went and cooked or deep fried it, ein mavorach aleo hamotzi, afilu shiyesh aleo torisa denama. You would not make a motzi on it, even if it had the form of bread. Vafilu nischayva b'chala, even if it's chayav b'chala, meaning even if everyone would hold it's chayav b'chala. For example, it was a thick consistency, and at the time you mixed it, you planned on baking it. So it was chayav b'chala at that time. Nevertheless, since you eventually boiled it or fried it, deep fried it, it no longer is a bread. And what do you say on it? You say a mazonis. The birkas hamotzi eino holach ela acher shas afia. The birkas hamotzi goes by what it eventually went through. Shas afia means what happens at the end. What do I have in front of me in my plate? Am I dealing with something baked or something boiled? This first shita is the shita of Rabbeinu Yon. The Mechaber brought it down Stam, which means that that is the Iker Halacha. Then he says, V'yesh Cholkin, and this is Rabbeinu Tam, V'yomrim, the Chol Shetchila Sa'isa Ova, that anything that started off as a Belila Ova, a thick consistency, Afilo Rikcha Achakach B'mayim, even if you then went and thinned it out, V'osa Sufkinin, Pirish Isa Shelashua V'asua Kamin Svog, you made it spongy, Ubishla b'mayim otigna b'shemin, and then you boiled it in water or deep fried it. Mavarach alei hamotzi, Rabbeinu Tam would say to make a motzi because it was chayav b'challah. The Bir Halacha speaks out that you didn't have to thin it out. The chiddush in Rabbeinu Tam is even if you just boil it, Rabbeinu Yonah would say that even a thick consistency, if you boil it, the halacha is that its bracha is barim and mezonis. Rabbeinu Tam holds that the bracha is hamotzi. So we have a machlokus. What do you do? So the Ramah says v'nagu lahakel. The minig is to be makel and say a mazonis on it. The Mechaber says v'yereisha mayim yetsi yedei shneim. A yereisha mayim should try to be motzi everybody. V'lo yochol el al yedei shivarach alechem achret chila. Make a bracha on other bread and then eat this. So the Mechaber is telling us that as a chumra, the right thing is to have other bread first. The Ramah says that the minig is to go with Rabbeinu Yonah, that you can make a mazonis on it, but we're soon going to see that the Ramah agrees that a Yerei Shamayim should be machmir. The Mishtaburur brings the Magen Avraham and the Gra, who hold that if you were Kaveya Suda on this, you should definitely wash and bench. Why is that? Even though according to Rabbeinu Yonah this is a dish, and if you're Kaveya Suda on it, then the bracha is still bar min mazonis in shalosh. The Teretz is the Magen Avraham says that if you eat kedei sviya, if you really eat the amount that a normal person would be filled on, then your chi of birkas amazon is a daraisa. V'chalta v'savata. If you only ate a kazayis, the chi of at best will be a rabbanan. But if you really fill yourself up on this, then this really is chayv in benching midaraisa. What right do you have to be machmir for Rabbeinu Yonah, or to rely on Rabbeinu Yonah and say that it's mazonis? This is a suffik asveka daraisa. Says the Mishnah Berurah, this is only talking about where it was chayav b'challah according to everybody. That means, let's say you made a dough, but your kavana was to boil or deep fry it. Mi'ikar ad-din, we hold its potter from challah. We would not say that you have to be machmir here if you were kaveya suda and call it a bread. Whereas, if you made a dough for the sake of baking, and then you ended up boiling it or deep frying it, there we would say it is vadai chayav b'challah, because your kavana was to bake it. According to Rabbeinu Tam, once it was vadai chayav in challah, you have to say a motzi on it. So, halacha l'maisa, even though one could be makel on a dough that is boiled or deep fried and say a mazonis on it, a yerei shamayim would only have a tocha suda. And if you eat kedei sviya, since it's a suffik daraisa, the halacha would be that you have to say hamotzi on it. Whereas, if it wasn't vadai chayev in challah, it was a dough, but your kavana was to boil or to fry it, so there we would say that it is still a suffik. And mi'ikar adin, the minig ashkenaz, is lahakel to say amazonis, a yerei shamayim would have it during the meal. The Mishnah Berurah speaks out that what is it that a Yerei Shamayim is machmir for? Even something that only Rabbeinu Tam would be machayev in challah. That means if you're going to have a blila ova, something that is made of a real dough, a blila ova that was made with the kavana of deep frying it, and it was deep fried, nevertheless, a Yerei Shamayim would only have a tocha suda. And it has to be lahasbiya, that you're eating it for the sake of filling up, and you're not eating it just for the sake of its taste, just for the sake of its flavor. So that means that a jelly donut that is made of a regular dough that has a thick consistency that was then fried, Yerei Shamayim would only have tocha suda, and it would have to be that he's trying to fill himself on it. Whereas according to the Ramah, you can say a mazonis on it. Now we go further. Says the Ramah, V'chol ze lo mayri ela b'di isle la'achar afiya Torah lechem. The word afiya here is lavdavka. What he means is, it's got to be that even according to Rabbeinu Tam, the only time you'll say hamotzi on it is if it's something that resembles a bread. Avali lespe Torah lechem. Whereas if after you're done with it, when you're about to eat it, it doesn't resemble bread, kagon lokshin shakorim vramzlach noodles. Lekuli alma imavarach aleim hamotzi velo gimel brachas. The lo mikri lechem. Noodles are made of a thick consistency of dough. They're a blila ova. Al menas to cook. Your kavana is to cook them, and you end up cooking them. According to Rabbeinu Tam, it could be that they should have been chayiv and challah. But since they don't have the form of bread, so the Ramah is saying over here that even Rabbeinu Tam would not tell you to make a motzi on it. Meaning if at the end of the day it's not a loaf, even Rabbeinu Tam would be moda that you don't make a motzi on it. With regard to the chi of challah, by the way, in Yoredeya, the Pischei Tshuva brings down a machlokus of whether or not, according to Rabbeinu Tam, noodles are chayiv b'challah. And that is the minig lahachmir to separate challah without a bracha. But with regard to making a motzi on it, here, even according to Rabbeinu Tam, since it does not have Torah lechem, we would not make a motzi. Aval, pashtida v'kreplach. Pashtida is a kind of knish, and kreplach, which is a dough that is filled with liver. Mikri Torah lechem, that is called Torah lechem. The ein lo achlam elim kein birach al shara pastchila, and you would only make a bracha on them if you ate other. You would only eat them if you made a bracha on other bread if you're having them tochasuda. But otherwise, it's a suffik brachas. According to Rabbeinu Tam, even though your kavana was to boil it, but it was a thick consistency, and therefore its bracha is hamotzi. Says the Ramah, v'chol zeh lo mayri ela b'isa shein ba shemen udvash v'keyotze lo. That's only if it's not a pas kisnin, if it doesn't have another ingredient that makes it sweet. Ela shemetugin behem, it's only fried. Aval em nilosh behem, kvar nizbar din es pas haba b'kisnin. Whereas if it has, if it was kneaded with other flavoring, then even if it's a pas, it's only a pas kisnin. So that you'd make only a mazonis on it. It's just that if you're kaveya suda, then we'd be left with our suffix again. Now, the Ramah said here that kreplach, for example, and pashtida, they are a suffix because they have Torah lechem, and they were chayiv and challah. Rabbeinu Tam would make a motzi on them. The Mishnah Berurah brings up the point that these are filled. Why aren't they paskisne? So he actually says that it's a machlokas that Taz argues with the Ramah on this. And we'll later go into this in greater detail. This comes up later. The Bir Halacha also brings the opinion of the Taz that anything fried in oil at best is pas kisnin because of the oil in it gives it an added flavor. Now, what we get out of this Halacha Lamaisa then is that if you take a thick dough, meaning a regular solid stiff dough, and you go ahead and you made the dough with the kavana of frying or boiling it. According to Rabbeinu Tam, even though you fried and boiled it, as long as it's a loaf at the end, the halachi is that you make a motzi. It is chayiv and challah according to Rabbeinu Tam, and you're going to have to make a motzi. Whereas, according to Rabbeinu Yonah, first of all, in this case, it wasn't even chayiv and challah. Even if it would be chayiv and challah, say that you did it for the sake of baking it, nevertheless, if ultimately you boiled it and didn't bake it, according to the Rabbeinu Yonah, it's bracha is mezonos. The Ikar Adin is like Rabbeinu Yonah. The only case that we're machmer for Rabbeinu Tam, the Ikar Adin, is if you're dealing with a dough that was made with the intent of baking, but eventually you boiled or deep-fried it, there we would say if you eat kidei svia, you have to bench. Otherwise, in all cases, you would make mizonis. If something was vaday chayev, if something was suffik chayev in challah, that means your kavana was not to bake it. So there the halachi is, me'ikar adin, the minig Ashkenaz, is to follow Rabbeinu Yonah. And that is that if right now it was boiled or fried, I would not make a motzi on it. However, a Yerei Shemayim would only eat a tochasuda, even though the kavana was just for boiling or deep frying. Nevertheless, a Yerei Shemayim would only have it tochasuda, because we're choshish for Rabbeinu Tam.